Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Once again, we're coming to you with Let's Talk Truth. This is your host for the evening. For the next 30 minutes, I want to invade your private space. My name is LG, and we're going to talk a little bit of truth about something that I don't know if we pay much attention to in our day-to-day lives, but we should. Have you heard the old adage that someone is just rendering lip service, so that's all you hear is lip service? Well, today we're going to talk to you about some things, and a.k.a. also known as lip service. Now, a lot of us do this every day, but we don't want it to touch us in our day-to-day activity. But let me first explain to you what lip service is. Lip service is an allegiance expressed in words, but not in deeds. That means that we're going about talking the talk, but not walking the walk. And this is why I believe there's no sound foundation anymore into the everyday lives of people in different places that they go. That's why there's no trust. You know, I often talk about back in the day because that's where I originated back in the day. My connection started old school. Now, old school, we had a thing that says your word was your bond. This had a lot to do with your integrity, your honesty. It used to be so you could speak a word and you would be believed. This had to do with whether or not you wanted to buy something on credit, whether you had money to do it, anything that you wanted to do, you could do it without being questioned about it because people were basically honest. People had integrity. Now, we have moved from that to a place in life that nothing is really sound anymore. Nothing is really solid anymore. And we get to the point that if we examine our relationships, we see that people really don't care about people anymore. And this is why we're talking, exploring today, lip service. We find lip service everywhere we go. Let's start first with the most common place for lip service, in the church. I mean, the church is full of lip service. We see people, when things go wrong in your life, you hear people say every day, "Girl, if you need something, make sure you call me." But that's just lip service because if I call you, you're not going to ever be available. Or if I call you, you're never going to come to my rescue. And those things just shouldn't be. There are a number of things that we give lip service to. We can say, "I'm in the body of Christ, Bible toting, tongue talking, I am in Christ." But those are just words coming out of our lips, because when it get down to us actually walking the way we say we are in Christ, it has nothing to do one with the other. So we have to get to that point where we actually learn how to alleviate lip service out of our day-to-day activity. Okay, now, when we get down to the point, everybody wants to feel important. Everybody wants to be looked up to. So we go and we talk a lot and we do a lot because we want people to believe in us. We want someone to believe in us and the things that we're about to do. But in reality, we have to learn to start believing in ourselves. And if we believe in ourselves and the things that we go forth to do, then everything is going to be a lot better. So this is what you have to understand. We get to the point where if we're saying, "I'm going to tell the truth about my situation. I don't care about you. There's nothing you can do to make me care about you." Then honesty, not saying it's right, But to be honest, you respect a person basically for their honesty, whether it is righteous honesty or just honesty in the way we look at things. So we are faced every day with lip service. If there are a lot of people who go around and they need different things. They need things to do to in their day-to-day activities, their day-to-day lives. Some of us need fun. Some of us need just a number of things, whatever it takes for us to function. There's a need for it. We don't always have the means for those needs, but I believe that God put us in a place where we're supposed to be helpers one to the other. And if we get to a point, we're not coming out of our comfort zone to make sure anyone has what they need. And this is what lip service is all about. We have, there's lip service in politics. When you get down to choosing your favorite presidential candidate or your favorite governor of whatever state you're in, you get down to there's lip service there. They promise this, they promise that. And we never see those promises come true. And I used to wonder as a young child, when will I ever be affected by some of the things you see or the promises that are made by our politicians or even just by our people with money? You see someone say, well, this rich person gave this and this rich person gave $1 million here. But none of that ever affects us. So I had to grow up and realize that sometimes you hear about people giving, that's all it is. You're hearing about it. Everything looks good on paper, but it doesn't necessarily, pop up or come to pass or affect anybody's life because it never really takes place in reality. It's only on paper that we see certain things. But the most important thing for us to do is to not give lip service to each other. In our day-to-day activities, we have to learn to accept each other where we are and help each other to grow from there. But if you look around, it's just so many of us, we will swear by all that is holy that we're going to be available for this. You can always come to me for that. But in reality, it's just lip service. It has nothing to do with what's actually going on. In fact, that's why we are without mostly in our relationships. In a marriage, we have lip service. We stand before God and we declare to that we're going to be with our spouses through thick and thin, in sickness and in health, for richer or poorer. That's lip service. Because if you, most divorces are come about because of lack of money. You know, when you start having money problems in a relationship, you find things going awry. The woman don't want to be without money, so she cheats. The man don't want to be without money, so he cheats. But it just brings about a number of problems because we have put that lip service out there doing that that marriage vow when we really and truly didn't mean what we were saying, in sickness and in health. Sometimes you look around and you say, Lord, don't let me get sick because this man's not going to take care of me. Or the man, vice versa, he says the same thing because of the way we treat one another. And you can tell it's lip service. When it comes down to our children, I want to make sure my child is well taken care of, but we don't even teach them right. We don't expose them to the right things. So all the promises that you make, if you're not practicing those promises and you're not walking day to day in those promises, then it's lip service. So we have to get to the point where we have to really acknowledge our role in our growth in our lives. We have to acknowledge our role. I'm enjoying doing Let's Talk Truth, and I come up with these topics every week because I believe these are topics that people don't necessarily address. How can you tell Sister So-and-so that she needs to stop shouting every Sunday and then talking about somebody as soon as she gets out of church, or threatening somebody as soon as she gets out of church, or I'm going to whip so-and-so, but you just stood up and shouted and declared God was so good? But if God is good, how do you know he's good if you're not walking in him? Because to know the righteousness of Christ has nothing to do with what you say on your lips. It should be how you live on a day-to-day basis. We have people who declare that they're righteous in Christ, but they like some people and dislike others. I've never understood that. Number one, I don't understand how people can dislike people and we're compatible. We'll love animals, but we don't like people. We can't love people. It's just a number of things that show that's inconsistent in the way we live on a day-to-day basis, which shows that a lot of times we have performed lip service in one facet or the other. And we get down to that point. It hinders us. It does hinder our growth, and it stops people from trusting. We can't trust each other. Because if I know I'm crooked, then I'm looking for you to be crooked. If I'm not going to stand on what I say, I don't look for you to stand on what you say. So it just comes to the point where lip service makes a great, great impact on the way we treat one another, on the way we live on a day-to-day basis, and anything that we do. It's lip service on our jobs, because when we take our positions, we get positions on our jobs, we are dedicated or we're committed to doing the best job that we can do. But we cheat on our time, and don't tell me you don't. It's not that you're fixing your time sheet or your time clock, but you're either surfing the net when you should be working. It's just a number of things. You're asleep when you should be working. We're talking and holding a conversation instead of working. So there's a lot of things that we have allowed ourselves to do on our jobs that says our initial endeavor to get that position, we use lip service to get it. And so that moves us in a lot of areas. We have touched on our jobs. We have touched on our relationships in every capacity, our husband and wife relationship, our mother, father, children relationship, our sibling relationships. In every relationship that we have, it will never be strong and powerful as long as we render lip service. So anything that we're doing that's not, that doesn't line up with what we're speaking from our mouth, is you might as well label it lip service. On tomorrow, I challenge every one of you to watch what you say and to see how long it takes you to perform what you have said. And you'll find that a lot of times we say stuff just to be saying it. We're saying things just to vent or have hot air, whatever it is we're supposed to be doing, but we're not being honest with ourselves. We're not being honest to the point where we can actually say what we need to say and mean what we say. I hear people all the time, oh, if you're a child of God, you need to walk that walk and talk that talk. But there are a lot of us out there just talking the talk. We're not walking the walk. We wouldn't know how to walk the walk because we're in a lot of the talk that we're talking is not based on experience. It's based on someone else's experience. In fact, when we're passing out advice to others, it's not advice that we know firsthand. We're passing out advice based on what somebody told us that happened a long time ago. So this is one reason you can't walk the walk. It didn't happen to you. You're not involved in it. So a lot of times we're just saying what comes off the top of the head, and it's not sound, and it's not going to feed us or give us any type of growth. It's not going to have a positive impact on our lives. So we just need to start challenging each other to try and walk in the way that we say we're going to walk. If I'm going to be a good mother, I need to walk as a good mother. I need to protect my children and provide for my children. If I'm going to be a good wife, I need to love my husband, lift my husband up, do good things, positive things for him. On the other hand, if you're male and you're going to be a good husband, learn how to be the head and not browbeat. The head is already the head. It doesn't have to challenge the foot to say, let me challenge you, I'm the head. See, that's where the lip service comes in. Or the head doesn't ever have to challenge the hand to say, I'm the head. The body needs every part of the body functioning. So men, stop with the lip service. Start loving your wife as God loved the church. And he loves the church completely, and there's no reason for the church to ever fail because God is right there. And we have to learn to do that. If we're Christians, if we're trying to walk in the body of Christ and learn how to love one another, we need to do it in a positive way. Learn how to not render lip service and come out of your comfort zone sometime. Everything that you get in your hand is not necessarily for you. It's for you to pass on to somebody else. And until you can pass it on and clear your hand out, you never know what else you're going to get in your hand. Your hand has to be empty for something else to be put in it. But if we hold on to everything and we're just saying, I'm going to be there for you, but no, you're not going to be there for me because you haven't been there. It's so many people have gotten in trouble. Some people have died and gone on, and then you look back and say, boy, I shoulda, woulda, coulda have done something, and just maybe that would have helped them. But you never know, because all you've ever done is lip service, and you've never actually gotten out there and put yourself in the position to support anybody. I think a lot of people that commit suicide, we have in the body of Christ rendered a lot of lip service, and that's why people commit suicide. They have nothing positive. Nobody calls them up. Nobody tells them everything's going to be all right. All we know that if someone is having problems and it's not us, we're good. So lip service plays a great part in our life, and we need to start recognizing that the things we say, we must put legs on it and let it walk around for us to perform the thing that we have promised that we're going to do. We can't just sit up and say, I'm going to be a better person without putting forth an effort to do that. And if you think about things that we say, I'm enjoying Let's Talk Truth because we're beginning to venture into some things that a lot of people don't ever touch. Nobody is ever going to touch me and say, unless they're trying to be cruel, let's really try to watch what we say. And then, you know, if we do that, we're afraid somebody's going to get mad at us. Oh, so-and-so will get mad at me if I tell her such and such a thing. If I tell her that I see through her and she doesn't really mean what she's saying, they're going to get mad at us. Who cares if people get mad? People need to sometimes get angry in order to change. So that's why we started this Let's Talk Truth, because we're hoping and praying that Let's Talk Truth will provoke change, a positive change in our lives. And until we have a positive change, we're going to continue to go downhill. We're not going to be productive citizens. We're not going to be productive in anything that we do because we're not going to change. So we have to explore all truths. Look at life from a different angle. Maybe we can be honest with ourselves and say, you know, I had never thought about that. Or I've had people tell me, if you need me, call me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, right. Try calling somebody at 3 o'clock in the morning and see what you get. And I tell people, I hate to call somebody's house and they sound sleepy. I try to make an effort. I don't care what time you call me. I don't ever want to sound like I'm asleep, because that's discouraging. You may need something, and if I sound asleep, you're going to say, oh, I'm sorry, I woke you up, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. We're going to start thinking twice about why we called you. But if I'm going to walk the walk and talk the talk, sometimes I need to be, somebody is going to wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Somebody is going to wake me up at 3:30 in the morning. But when they wake me up, I do not want to sound like I'm asleep, because I want to be available. If I tell you that I'm available those hours, I want to be available those hours. If I tell you I'm going to try and help you find sources to pay some of your bills that you need, I'm going to absolutely put forth my effort to do that. But a lot of us, we're not walking the walk because it's nothing in it for us. And basically, if you sum everything up, if you're not walking the walk and people and you're talking the talk, that means you're dealing with lip service. And most people with lip service have an angle. You're always trying to accomplish something with an angle. You're always trying to say, I accomplished this, but I'm going to get more out of it than I'm putting into it. And these are things that really hinder us when it comes to us being the type of individuals, the type of persons that God has called us to be. And I want you to continue to support me in Let's Talk Truth. And I know some of the topics that we talk about, some people may think they're silly. Some people may not want to participate. Then there are some may say, had never thought about it from that angle. Or there may be, this may have provoked something in you to say, I wish I could tell her so and so and so. Well, you can. You can send me an email to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. I check that email every day, sometimes 5 or 6 times a day. Because if you take the time to send me an email, I'm definitely going to take the time to respond to it. And I want you all to continue also to look forward. In the fall, we're working on our first magazine. It's called Let's Talk Truth, and this is a magazine that will be of the people, by the people. We want John Q. Citizen to give us your feeling, your feedback on different topics. We don't want, people seem to think that the more money you have, the more knowledge you have about certain situations. Well, I disagree. Everyone has something that they want to say. Everyone has something that they want to, a way that they want to express it. And though I may look at things one way, you may have another way to look at it. And I may see your way and say, this may open my eyes up to seeing something in a whole new way. So this is why it is good to share things with one another. And it is good to understand that no one person has all the answers. And this is why I want feedback from every one of you. So we're going to be able to get that feedback if you will respond to this broadcast and also respond to our getting ready for our first magazine. We're putting the pages in. It's a 40-page magazine. It's called Let's Talk Truth. If you want to put an advertising in it, advertisement of your business, of whatever it is you're involved in, if you want to advertise once a month in that magazine, we're going to try to make sure that it gets around. All you have to do is let me know, give me a call, give me an email at letstalktruth333@yahoo.com, and I promise you, we will be on it and ready for to hear what you have to say. And no one is looked down on because we're all equal. We have a heart and a voice to express ourselves, and this is what we need to do. And we just want to make sure that this week we're able to look at ourselves and say, how much lip service have I been contributing to my day-to-day life? How much lip service is going on? And you'll have a good idea based on the fact that the promises you've made versus what you've done about it. Did you tick off everything, your list of duties, that your promises? Have you done those things for this week? And most of our lip service doesn't come from long-range promises, but they're from short-term promises, promises that we have made to one another that we had no intention of completing in the first place. So these are the things that I want us to look at and share together and maybe come up with something that will help another person see the way we're looking at it. And then somebody may have a way that we can see that they're looking at it. But this is what we do. And all in all, we're coming together to focus on being a better me and being a better you. And by doing that, this is why we say, let's talk truth. Stop sugarcoating. Stop covering up everything. Come out, be bold, and let's talk truth about the way we have been doing things and how positive or how negative our contributions have become in our lives and in the lives of others. So we have this great opportunity once a week from 7:30 to 8, and we are going to be moving into a time frame of an hour. We are going to be in a position where we can talk one-on-one. You can call in while I'm on the air, and I'm really looking forward to that. But it's just a matter of my getting in the position to do it. So I'm asking all of you to make your contribution to our Let's Talk Truth radio and to our Let's Talk Truth magazine. And without any reservations, I'm going to tell you that I'm just looking forward to hearing from you. And you'll see whether or not I'm giving you lip service or not, because I try not to. But, you know, you can be the judge of that for yourself. So we're coming to the end of this particular broadcast. Just remember, in your day-to-day lives, stop promising everything and you're not doing the deeds. If you talk the talk, walk the walk, and no more lip service. And one thing that you can always take with you from this broadcast, I am LG, and I am loving you with the heart of God. Have a good evening.